A plane crash near Anchorage that killed all four on board last week was engaged in aerial photography over Birchwood at the time of the accident. The National Transportation Safety Board today released the first of three reports on the incident. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
According to the report, the Cessna 172, piloted by George Kobelnik, was flying under visual flight rules about 2 miles from the Birchwood Airport in good weather at the time of the accident. Visibility was 9 miles with calm winds and cloud cover at 8,000 feet. The purpose of the flight was an aerial survey of land adjacent to the airport, and FAA radar data indicates the plane was flying low, making several turns near the edge of the airport's property before it crashed. Sean Williams led the investigation on the day of the crash. He says the plane was making basic maneuvers and not doing anything inherently dangerous.
We're still evaluating everything at this time. We're still in the early phases of the investigation. That's just stating what the weather was at the time. But we're still going to go back and look at the winds and see what effects maybe the cloud layer had on visibility or anything like that.
Investigators say the plane lifted off from the Birchwood Airport, achieved a height of about 1,800 feet, and then made a 360-degree turn before continuing along the shoreline of Knik Arm. Several more turns were made. Then the plane again flew back over the Knik Arm shoreline, turned again, ascended to 1,100 feet, and then back down to 800 feet. That is the last position recorded by radar data. The preliminary report indicates the plane initially hit a 100-foot-tall spruce tree, then left a trail of wreckage almost 500 feet long. Fragments of the plane, including parts of the landing gear, were strewn along the debris field. All the plane's main components were found at the main debris site, but a fire on impact consumed much of the wreckage. Williams says a second, more factual report will follow the preliminary report, and a third report indicating probable cause will follow in about a year.
We look at three main areas in any investigation: the man, the machine, and the environment. By man, we look at the pilot, we look at his history, his training, 72 hours for fatigue or anything like that, stressors, anything. By machine, we're going to look at the airplane. We're going to go back through all the maintenance records and see how it was maintained and what work was done on it. And the environment is where we're going to look at the weather and any conditions, air traffic, anything that could have affected the flight.
Pilot George Kobelnik, age 64, was killed in the crash, along with passengers Christian Bohrer, age 20, Sarah Glaves, age 36, and Kyle Braun, age 27. I'm Ellen Lockyer.